Dr. Brand, a simple question. Should we accept cheating as commonplace? It seems to be happening all over the place.
Cheating's not a good thing. It shouldn't be accepted at all, in the classroom, on the field. Cheating reflects on the character of the individual. And cheating, whether it's in recreational sports or competitive sports like intercollegiate athletics, is just unacceptable. It reflects poorly on the character of those individuals and on coaches and teams as well.
I'll tell you one of the reasons that I bring this up. Obviously, we've seen the chatter about Bill Belichick and the recording on the sidelines with the videotape. But last week, we had the Indianapolis Corporate Challenge, and the NCAA had a team, and we did quite well. I was participating in the race walk, and while I was competing, when there weren't judges around, people would pass me as they were full out jogging. And I couldn't help but thinking that this was cheating in a recreational setting. And if it happens here, then we have to assume that it happens on the college fields and the professional fields and in the classrooms. And it's bothersome to me.
Oh, it should be bothersome. That's why we have officials, and that's why we give sanctions, and that's why we have rules within the game of not cheating. But to cheat in recreational sports, come on. I mean, that's low class. Why would anyone want to do that? Winning is important, competition's important, but if you don't do it the right way, it's no fun to win. I mean, winning isn't as important as winning in the right way.
Dr. Brand, you are a professor of philosophy. What were the penalties when you caught a student cheating?
I'd throw the book at him as much as I can. The worst cheating, of course, is academic fraud, plagiarism, copying, and I would, as much as possible, according to the rules within the institution I was at, I would persecute those cases.
How often did you see a student cheating in one of your courses?
Not very often. Not very often. It happens sometimes. It's not very difficult to find out. You know, one of the things that are going on in the classroom these days is that people take information off the web. They copy off the web and they turn it in as a paper. I tell my classes at the beginning, and you know I still teach, I tell my classes at the beginning, we now have software that if I suspect even for a second that this isn't your writing, I'll run it through the software and we'll find out if it was plagiarism or not. And if it is, I'll throw the book at you.
Do you think that you see less cheating in maybe your courses because you have such a tough stance?
You know, I don't know that. That would just be anecdotal. I don't have evidence for that. But I think if you don't pay attention to cheating, whether in the classroom or on the field, human nature being what it is, people take advantage of it.
Is it worse to cheat in the classroom or on the field?
I think cheating is a life issue, whether it's in the classroom or on the field. It's very similar. You shouldn't permit cheating at all. Now, gamesmanship, for example, in football and basketball, is permitted within certain conventions. Gamesmanship is not the same as cheating. So in basketball, including recreational basketball, you know if I'm one of the persons has a lot of fouls on him, his teammate will sometimes raise his hand to try and take the foul. Everyone kind of giggles at that, and the refs understand that. I wouldn't call that cheating. It's an attempt to be gamesmanship. It pushes the edge. You don't have to be nice when you play to be a good competitor, but you do have to be fair. And for that, you really shouldn't cheat. In golf, when you write down your score, in recreational golf, I mean, no, I don't think it makes good sense to cheat in recreational golf. And certainly you don't cheat in professional golf or in intercollegiate golf because people check on that.
We've seen the officiating scandal in the NBA.
Yeah.
We've had Bill Belichick and the Patriots recently. Is there more cheating now than there was maybe 10, 15 years ago, or is it just coming to light now?
Gee, I don't know. There's no good data for that. Anecdotally, it might seem more now because we have better means of communication and everyone's on a social network of if they get caught. Belichick got a lot of bad publicity on this and so on. So, but stealing signs in baseball or football is not new, so I can't tell you whether it's more or less. And whenever it occurs, though, particularly in a setting like professional sports or intercollegiate athletics, it's absolutely reprehensible. People should be ashamed of themselves.